National Broadcasting Company brings you Mr. William Hillman, European director of Collier's Weekly, in another of his regular Sunday evening news summaries of events in Europe. Mr. Hillman recently returned from the war zones just a little over a week ago, and tonight speaks from our New York studios. Here is Mr. Hillman.
This is Bill Hillman. It is 10 o'clock in the evening in New York. It is the 176th day of the war in Europe. Another week will mark the close of 6 months of hostilities. It may mark the climax of months of ashcan diplomacy. History will designate the recent months as the months of ashcan diplomacy. Treaties and international rules have been tossed into the ashcan. Millions of men are standing to arms, except in Finland, waiting for the climax of this historic junking of international obligations and cordialities. For the real war will get underway only as the area of war widens. It will flare up in fiery intensity as the chief antagonists can come to grips without having to blast their ways through modern Chinese walls. I am making no predictions. There is no timetable of future events available to anyone. But you cannot understand this war until you realize that the Allies and Germany are doomed to wait each other out behind pillboxes, barbed wire, and tank traps until they can find some way to cross the neutral frontiers. Once across those neutral frontiers, war of action may be possible. Make no mistake about this war. It is grimmer than it appears on the surface. The German strategy to date has been to sit quietly on the Western Front and concentrate a fierce attack on British shipping and commerce. The British, in turn, have established a formidable blockade against Germany. But neither the German attack on British shipping nor the British blockade can bring about immediate decisions. Therefore, the search for a battlefield. The neutral nations offer the best battlefield. The little neutral states of Europe, from the Arctic Circle to the Mediterranean, are not only sources of supplies, but possible areas where armies can clash without such costs of men as battle against concrete walls would entail. Incidentally, one factor being overlooked in the Finnish-Russian war is the lesson being taught of the cost of attack against modern entrenchments. It is impossible to estimate the real losses of the Russians, but they are apparently paying more than 5 or 6 men for every man they have to attack behind the Mannerheim line. The Russians can afford to pay this price against Finland. Germany cannot afford this price against the Allies. The Allies are not prepared to stand such a cost against Germany. Therefore, the little neutral states are facing dangers seldom experienced by neutrals in the long history of wars in Europe. Both antagonists look with jaundiced eyes on these neutral states. Therefore, the diplomatic battle to bring the neutrals in and the tossing of treaties and rules into the diplomatic ashcan is fast reaching a climax. That is why the Scandinavian neutrals are worried. That is why the Scandinavians meeting at Copenhagen today suddenly pulled themselves up and said they didn't want to be dragged into war over Finland. Powerful internal and external forces have been pressing Sweden especially to aid Finland. Norway has been the subject of crossfire between Britain and Germany. Denmark on the doorstep of Germany is unhappy. What do the Scandinavians suggest? In a communique issued today, they propose that the Russian-Finnish war be settled by negotiations. They advocate peace negotiations between the Allies and Germany. Not very original, you may say, yet very human, but certainly not realistic. Stalin is prepared for peaceful negotiations if the Finns surrender completely. Stalin never expected he would have to do more than to say boo to the Finns. Prime Minister Chamberlain of Great Britain yesterday stated some of the Allied conditions of peace. But one of the conditions involves getting rid of Hitler. And at this moment, there is no way of getting rid of Hitler without inflicting a defeat on Germany, either in battle or by successful blockade. Both these cannot be achieved fast enough to satisfy the Scandinavians or the Allies. Herr Hitler likewise made clear his peace aims. If Britain and France are prepared to give Hitler a free hand in Central Europe and return the former German colonies, Hitler will talk peace. But part of the Allied war aims called for the restoration of Poland and Czechoslovakia, which Hitler says are in his backyard. The Scandinavians bravely shout their right to independence and neutrality. They may have to fight to preserve both. Norway and Sweden and Denmark, and you can include all the neutral powers in Europe, hope Mr. Sumner Wells, our Undersecretary of State, can bring peace. Mr. Wells and Mr. Myron Taylor are in Italy. Mr. Wells begins his historic mission interviewing Senior Mussolini tomorrow. He will then leave for Berlin to see Herr Hitler. From Berlin, he will go to Paris and London to see Premiers Daladier and Chamberlain. His mission appears hopeless, and yet peace in Europe is necessary to prevent this war from destroying Europe. This war is a fight for the lives of several nations, but in the fight, European civilization may be shattered for decades. Now, civilization is a hardy plant. It cannot be destroyed forever, but it can be retarded in its growth and in its advancement. Mr. Taylor, another of President Roosevelt's envoys, expects to see the Pope on Tuesday. He will attempt to coordinate the efforts of His Holiness with the other efforts going on to pave the way for discussions of peace. There is little hope for peace at the present stage. A realistic view of the situation indicates the search for peace is futile, so far as immediate results are concerned. But callous would be the soul that doesn't wish any peacemaker well. For unless peace comes quickly in Europe, it may not be worth having. The peace that follows this war will depend upon how this war is conducted. If vast armies clash and hate grows with the slaughter of hundreds of thousands, the peace that will come will be dictated by hate. If the present war of sanctions continues, some realization may come that there are no victors. The lesson may finally be learned that conquest and oppression and overlordship no longer pay. Perhaps they say war is a good schoolteacher. History shows Europe full of bad pupils.
You have heard Mr. William Hillman, European director for Collier's Weekly, in another of his regular Sunday evening news summaries of events in Europe. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.